to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. Hi guys, how are you all doing? I am back from my vacation. I just got back late last night. Spent a couple weeks with some friends in California. It was much needed, so happy to be back and be back live with you guys today. I have a cool guest, a personal empowerment expert, Bran Katanik, with me, and he's going to join me in just a minute. For those of you who listen to me on a regular basis, thank you so much. I so appreciate you listening to me each week. It means a lot. I get emails from people that they really like my show, so that makes me super happy. And for those of you who just found me or tuning in for the first time, welcome. A little bit about me. I am an author and a photographer, and I have a book that came out at the end of 2019, unfortunately, right before the pandemic. It's titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in the book are filled with my photographs, and there are 30 manifesting stories in that book with the photos that I took of the contributors manifesting postcards. And I also include in the book a bunch of writing exercises, and that helps us get clear on what we want to manifest, because sometimes we're not always quite sure what it is we really want. We just know there's a certain feeling we want, right? Like we want to be happy or we want prosperity, but we don't really know what that means. So I have some exercises in the book that really help us get clear on that. And there's also a toolbox full of exercises on how to manifest love and money and health and career and so much more. So it's packed full of information and pictures, and I'm very proud of it. So if you're interested in doing these inner work exercises and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation and inspiration, and of course manifesting, you can find the book Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams in any of your favorite bookstores online, and you can also find it in bookstores. I ask people to send me manifesting postcards, so I would love for those listening who have something in mind that they want to manifest to create a manifesting postcard and send it. It's kind of like a mini vision board, but I explain how to do it on my website, postcardstotheuniverse.com, and you can find out how to create one and where to send it. And if you're on Facebook and you want to join a public Facebook group, it's called Postcards of Love, and we share uplifting and funny posts, all good stuff, nothing too serious. We want to raise our energy and our vibe. So as I was traveling, I saw this poem that I really liked, so I'm going to read it. It's short. It's called Help Yourself to Happiness by Helen Steiner Rice. Everybody everywhere seeks happiness, it's true, but finding it and keeping it seem difficult to do. Difficult because we think that happiness is found only in the places where wealth and fame abound. And so we go on searching in palaces of pleasure, seeking recognition and monetary treasure, unaware that happiness is just a state of mind within the reach of everyone who takes time to be kind. For in making others happy, we will be happy too. For the happiness you give away returns to shine on you. And I just thought, I really like that. So I just wanted to mention it on my show for you guys. Food for thought, right? Happiness is a state of mind. Okay, so next week I have author and inspirational speaker, Sarah Maya Webb. She's a spiritual activist, and she's dedicated to leading an international life and her mission of healing the world one person at a time. Sarah speaks of power we each have inside of ourselves by weaving pertinent neuroscience and body chemistry into her stories of survival. So join me next week to hear Sarah. But now to introduce you to today's guest. Bran Katanik is a personal empowerment expert. He's been a teacher and mentor with a meditation-based approach and his background in the healing arts. He facilitates online workshops and works with individuals and groups, teaching them the tools that will help them to be grounded, confident, and to have more clarity and insight when moving forward in life, helping them by honoring themselves and receiving back what they deserve. Through his podcast, which is called Be Energy Aware, Bran creates content for all those who want to live a conscious life in which they can be themselves and thrive. His audiobook, Get Empowered, is here to grow awareness and help people overcome daily challenges. And you can you can sign up for a free PDF on his BeEnergyAware.com website. So it's www.BeEnergyAware.com/free PDF. Hi, Bran. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi, Melissa. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. I'm excited. So the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to give you the platform and you're going to share with us a little bit about who you are and your background and what inspired you to get into the work that you're doing today.
Yeah, first of all, thank you. First of all, I want to say hi to everyone who's listening. And yeah, I'm so happy to be here. And so, you know, my journey has been quite a long one, and you know, I really need to cut things short. So what inspired me to do things, I think, you know, life guiding me this way. And you know, I really loved music from when I was a teenager. It saved my life, basically. And so that was the big turning point for me. You know, there was war in my country back in Croatia when I was 12 years old. I found myself, you know, in a cold, damp basement with my mom, my grandma, and my brother, and we were hiding in the basement and listening to the bombs going off outside and machine gun fire. And you know, it's quite a thing to go through, you know, for a child. And so,
of course,
it obviously changed me a lot. Everything, my whole perspective of the world and what's not and how everything is so fragile and how everything can disappear in a moment. Mm-hmm. It did really give me a new appreciation for just about anything I had left. You know, after the war, those were really difficult times. And then throughout my teens, like I said, once I found music and guitar, I started playing guitar at the age of 15. That really was the guiding light for me for my whole life and still with me to this day. And so on that journey, because, you know, I had to fight for what I believed in. I had to fight for what, you know, this guitar and music were so precious to me. I just hang on to it for my dear life. And that guiding me through a lot of things that otherwise I don't know if I would overcome if there wasn't guitar and music for me. Yeah, so that's to cut things short in terms of, you know, how I got set on this long journey. And then along the journey, I discovered that I have a teaching gift and that I'm a healer as well. And so, you know, coming to Canada, you know, in my 30s, basically, I was, you know, I was really focused on doing the inner work and healing work, primarily on myself. And then, you know, slowly people started asking me, how come you have such good energy? Can you do a healing night with us? Can you do, like, can we do a healing circle? And so that's how it started. And from then on, I really focused on doing more of the group work, one-on-one work, and just in general, teaching these tools that are so important to have. To me, those are just basic things that almost everyone should know, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm curious about something. So when you were in Croatia and the war was going on, you were a young, were you a child, a young teenager?
I was 12.
Okay. So what made you, maybe you can answer this question, maybe it'll help somebody else. So being a young man, you know, your hormones are just kicking, you know, the testosterone's coming in, you're surrounded by violence, right? This is what your existence is. How did you transform that and not become a violent young man yourself with a lot of PTSD and send that outwards? Like, how did you shift that to healing work and really be introspective about, okay, this experience happened to me, and instead of me being bitter and angry and violent myself, I'm going to use music and I'm going to be helping people and I'm going to inspire.
That's a great question, Melissa. Yes. So before music, there was something else, and it was a very conscious decision on my part. And I'm now looking back, I'm surprised, like for at such a young age, I was able to make such a really good decision for myself. So I started training track. I became a sprinter, and I was dedicated. I went to training for like 3 times a week. I would eat right, sleep right. The conscious decision was more as in, I have a lot of anger inside of me. I better get this out somehow. I need something to channel this anger out of myself. So that's what it did for me. Running. I was running all the time. I was you couldn't stop me. I was, and so 2 years, 3 years of that. And then an injury stopped me. I didn't want to go to surgery. I didn't want to do any surgery. I didn't want to pursue it as a career. So I actually stopped. And at that time, I was like, what am I going to do now? And then my dad bought me a guitar. And I was like, okay, let's see what I do with this. Let's see. And so I didn't know, the one thing I didn't know, that I was going to really find myself in the guitar. And just when I held the guitar in my hand, and it's still the same to this day, it's almost like I'm in a meditative state and I'm connected to everything, and I'm so peaceful and I'm so grounded, and everything makes sense.
Yeah, it sounds
And
like
so
it's
I
an
want
elixir. It sounds like it's an elixir
exactly.
for you.
And so I wanted to keep that feeling. And what else I didn't know, I didn't know how I was how successfully I'm going to translate what I learned, the dedication that I learned training track, to guitar. So when I did apply what I learned through training track, I advanced on guitar. I progressed so fast. It was within 2 years, I was recording in studios, performing live, had bands, and writing my own music. And it was just, I don't think it was me being talented. I think it was me just rechanneling this into guitar, and expanding my horizons, and finding all these beautiful things, and becoming creative with it, which again gave me this creative outlet. Again, it was a big healing for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So that my follow-up question is for how do we, because so many terrible things have happened to so many people, right? And we've all been victims of maybe violence or something else. So how do we not become bitter?
We do become bitter. It's what we do
Okay.
with it. Yeah,
Okay.
we
So
do.
then
We have to.
we become bitter. Okay, so then what do we do so we don't stay bitter? How's that? We don't
That's better. Yes. So yeah, I like that better. So, being really, first of all, it's just realizing what it is, and just seeing it, and accepting it for what it is, be it anger, bitterness, you name it. And so from then on, then we have a we realize we have, okay, so this is what it is. What am I going to do now? There must be other options. There must be a different way to be, to do, to feel. And so for me at the time, I didn't know any better. That was the guitar, and that was music, and it had such a big healing effect on me. So I was able to for the most part, get rid of the bitterness. Anger was still with me for most of my teens, but it was really, really kind of minimized. I wouldn't say it was at a minimum. No way I can say that, but there was this something steady to keep me going, and this just to add that extra something, I would say, nourishing to my life that otherwise I would not have had.
Okay. So then I would say that if for those listening, and it's not going to be obviously guitar for everybody, but so to find something that you really enjoy and focus your energy there and spend your time doing that instead of sitting in that bitterness and anger.
Yeah, so for me, I would actually say yes. Try things out, whatever makes you happy, but look for the thing that's gonna make you feel like, whoa, this is something really precious. I better stick to this because there's something deeper that I'm feeling around this. And so we might try different things. For me, I've considered myself lucky because I grabbed the guitar and that was it for me.
And that was
I didn't
it,
have to
right?
look any further than that. So I would say yes, try things that you love and that have that kind of an effect, like a positive effect on you. But like really pay attention if you find when you find something that really, really deeply resonates with you in this certain way that just you almost cannot do without it, if you know what I mean. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I know exactly what you mean. Well, perfect. So we just came to the first break, and I want to talk about your audiobook when we come back, because I know you talk a lot about this in the book. So, guys, stay tuned, and I'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Brian Katanik.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Capriel is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged/developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So if you're just joining me, I have personal empowerment expert Brent Katanik with me. And we're going to talk about his audio book. So Brent, what is the title of your book?
It's titled Get Empowered, Meditation-Based Tools for Protecting and Shifting Your Energy and for Self-Healing.
Okay. So how long ago did you release the book?
It's been a couple of years. Originally, I actually wanted the book to be an online course. At first, I just knew that I was supposed to put all my knowledge, all the basic knowledge of all the tools that the humanity needs into this one thing. And you know, once the pandemic struck, it was like, I think I'm going to just do an audiobook with this material. And so it's just one of those things, you know, that you just know that you need to do and that you're supposed to do. And I didn't know how it was going to come out, but everything that I use on a daily basis to this day and moving forward is in that book. And everything that I feel that everyone's supposed to know on the planet, and no exceptions. And it's just makes life much different, and much I would say challenges, daily challenges, don't seem like that big of a deal, and you know how to deal with them in a very correct and healthy way.
Okay, so why don't we talk about that then? Okay, so I know on your website I was looking, and you have some bullet points about you know, what's in the book for people. So I thought this was pretty interesting. You said we get less overwhelmed and we can become free from other people's moods and emotions. That's hard, because dealing with other people, sometimes we take on their stuff, you know, and we feel the energy of that. So how do we do that? Can you give us some tips on how we can do that?
Yeah, you know, this book is here to be used as, and you know, like, it's not one of those books where you read it and you get enlightened. No, these are tools to be used on a daily basis. So as you use them, you develop a certain awareness, and then you know when you're dealing with people, then you know how not to take on that energy. You know how to protect your energy, you know how to clear your energy, you know how to shield yourself, you know how not to leak energy and not let them get you, if you know what I mean. Because some people will just project whatever their stuff is on others, just because they have nothing better to do. But putting that aside, this book really gives you an advantage where you know how to deal with different kinds of energies in general that you encounter in daily life.
So how would we not take it on then? Like, how do we protect ourselves?
That's a great question. But first of all, by being grounded. And so does everyone know what grounded means? I haven't met many people that do. To me, grounded means being connected to the energy of the earth. And so this is one thing that I still don't see people do as a default thing. And how you do that is just by setting that intention. And you set an intention within yourself. You don't have to say it out loud. That from now on, for the rest of your life on this planet, you are grounded day and night, nonstop, by default. So this intention, and I talk about an setting mm-hmm. intentions, intention is an energetic tool. I call it an energetic device that you almost kind of install. When you set an intention, it's like you're installing this device that works for you. And so, you know, comparing to every day getting up in the morning and, oh, I have to be focused on being grounded. No, you actually just set that intention or reinforce that intention and you're grounded throughout the whole day. Once you're grounded by mm-hmm. default, then you are more present with everything that's going on. And then you can pay attention to those little things that you might normally miss. So it all starts with that. And this is one thing, like I said, I haven't mm-hmm. seen being mm-hmm. talked about this openly, mm-hmm. this clearly. And this is my duty, so mm-hmm. to speak, to be saying these things and bringing them up. So grounded is number one thing, how you defend yourself. Because once you're grounded, then you're all of your energetic and your energy field, there's a glow to it, and mm-hmm. you're filling up with energy. So for people with low energy, let's say, well, you're not going to have low energy levels every day. And if mm-hmm. you do, you're going to start your morning quite fresh. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to notice when you leak energy, when you start to get depleted, you're going to notice this every tiny difference. And then you're going to start paying attention to, and you're going to be asking, oh, why is that happening? What's going on now? And this is the big turnaround in this. Mm-hmm. So I would say start with being grounded, because that gives you a huge advantage. And it does create this this bubble of energy around you automatically, because once you're grounded, it's easier to protect your energy field. It's so much easier. And you, like I said, you're filling up with energy at the same time.
So all you do is just set the intention that you're grounded? Exactly. Do you imagine yourself connected to the earth?
That's a great question. This is what I'm saying in the book. Mm-hmm. You don't need to visualize absolutely anything. Nothing. Mm. It's not needed. You're just installing that device by setting that intention. You can see, some people will see that energetic field around mm-hmm. them, this protective bubble of energy. Some will see the energy coming in through their feet, through their root chakra. They're going to see that energy coming in into your energetic system. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to see it. But you will feel it. You will feel it as soon as you set that intention.
Is it an intention you set every day, every morning when you wake up?
You can reinforce that mm-hmm. intention, but you don't have to. But you will, if it's set, and if you mm-hmm. set it, like I suggested, for the rest of your life, nonstop to be grounded and filling up with the energy of the earth, then you're going to notice a little bit of a difference. If anything changes, if you suddenly get ungrounded, you're going to notice, and then you're going to just reinforce that intention. And if you're not able to get grounded, then you're going to actually start really figuring out why. Because obviously you liked being grounded. You like being energized. You like being protected and safe. You like being nourished. So This is the big thing that I really need to talk about. It does sound like a simple, basic thing, but mm-hmm. it's I have to be saying it like I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because then everything builds from there, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you talk about making better decisions and trusting our intuition. So can you share a little bit about that once you feel grounded on your daily life?
Exactly. So once you're grounded, like I said, you're very present with what's going on. You can actually consciously feel everything within you, everything around you. You can consciously direct your focus, your energy. You can tune into things. And this is where the intuition comes. Tuning into the energy of people, situations, possible decisions that you're going to make. How does this feel? How does that feel? This is where we practice using our intuition. And building that energy awareness that is so much needed in the world today. Because when you tune into the energy, let's say you have a pet, your mm-hmm. pet's maybe not feeling well, you're gonna feel it one way or the other. But if you really tune into your pet, you're really going to be able to even tell what's going on. Is it an emergency thing? Did your pet eat something? You're going to start getting information. So by consciously, again, tuning in, you get a reading, you actually read the energy of whatever you're tuning into, and you get these messages. And this, trusting that what you get, is where you practice trusting your intuition. And so this, for a lot of people, will still be a shock. Mm-hmm. And you know, some say that women are more intuitive than men and so on. Well, you know, we've all been conditioned by society. And so maybe women in the past have been more, let's say, prone to actually use their intuition and feel into things, because men haven't been taught to feel, but men have been programmed, oh no, you're not supposed to cry, you're not supposed to feel, and so on. So this will create this gap. But today, because these mm-hmm. are very different times now than 10 years ago or 20 years ago, men get a chance as well to use their intuition a lot more and to go into more of a feeling kind of mode, which again, mm-hmm. they will practice their intuition as well much more. Like I said, I think still women have slight edge over men today in that regard, because the way things have been in the past.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So that would lead us to feeling more empowered, correct, and more fulfilled, and having more clarity in our lives.
Yeah, can you imagine, you know, like you activating by building this awareness and using these tools, you actually get so attuned. You're so in tune with yourself. You're so in tune with everything. You're so present with everything. Before making any decisions, you create a habit. You start creating a habit and you tune into everything, especially if it's a bigger decision, the more important decision. So by doing that, there's this empowerment that comes with that, and so many rewards. You start getting empowered in all areas of your life, wherever you want to focus, of course, but it's going to really show once you start making one better decision after another, and it all starts with there. So this is the empowerment. I don't really think we can teach empowerment, but mm-hmm. that's my experience. But you know, really using these tools, we can build up to that we actually get empowered. I don't know if I'm making myself...
Yeah, you are.
So it does give you this... it's a new way to be. It's a new way to live, actually. It's a new way to approach life. For a lot of people, it will be. Some people are used to this, but there is not too many of those yet. We're in 2022. Mm-hmm. Just to say it out loud.
True. I think empowerment is a feeling. And I think that's something that has to come from, you know, where you are in your own life and how connected you are and how strong you feel. So I think empowerment, you're right. You can't teach somebody to be empowered. You have to feel empowered. So that makes a lot of sense. So when we were talking about energy before, and I know you've addressed this in some of your videos, is what do you, about, let's say our energy is low and we're trying to do the grounding and we're trying to connect, but you say something about letting the energy work for you. What does that mean?
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly. So letting the energy work for us is, first of all, filling up with the Earth's energy all the time. Like I said, by setting that intention that from now on and forevermore, we are grounded and filling up with the Earth's energy. So this is how energy, first of all, works for us. Then the other thing how energy works for us is if we consciously tune into the energies of pretty much everything and anything around us. And in terms of, let me give you an example. Let's say, mm-hmm. This ties into empowerment as well. Let's say you get a job offer. You're searching for your job searching, and mm-hmm. you get this job offer, let's say, that sounds amazing, looks good on paper, wow, it promises this, promises that, and so mm-hmm. on, and so, and your friends are saying to you, wow, you Melissa, go for it, you know, this is a great opportunity, but you are kind of, you're tuning into it, there's an uneasy feeling around it.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel? And then you start thinking, what would it feel? What is it gonna feel like if I accept this job offer? Let me tune into 3 months from now. Oh, and then you get, oh, I'm not gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. Because this, and then you start wondering why. Because this job goes against everything you stand for. Maybe you haven't discovered things about yourself and who you are at your core. But anyway, it goes maybe against your values. But it looks so shiny. It looks so promising, and you decide to go for it. And everyone, believe me, I've observed this. And everyone that did that regretted it. And some of them did not live to tell that they survived. I'm just saying, like, that's why I feel I really need to be saying this, these things out loud all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
So you see, tuning into the energy of what it would be like if you accept this job offer, this is where energy works for you. So use it. Energy is everything, and energy is everywhere. So this is where you use that and use your intuition to your advantage. So this is how energy can work for you.
That's how energy can work for us.
Yes.
Okay, I got that. I understand that. I understand what that means. And I think people listening kind of get that. Now, you and I were talking privately. You do healings, and you were saying, should I do a healing? So can you just tell me a little bit about what that would look like before we go to break?
We actually don't know what that would look like. We were just getting rid of some energy that's not supposed to be in your energy field anymore. That's it in a nutshell. How are we going to do that? I never know ahead of time.
Okay. Well, the only reason I just want to be clear, so you don't go silent, right? We're going to be talking because we can't go silent on the radio.
Many times it will be. And this is what I've been doing quite a bit lately is I talk people through so they release that energy.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds exciting. So as long as we're talking and people can listen, I say we do that when we come back from the break. Okay, guys, stay tuned, and we're going to do a little healing when we come back. Be back in 2 minutes.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. So, Brian, you do one-on-one healings with people. You do group healings. What do you usually do with your clients?
I do both. Exactly.
You do both.
I do both. And many times it'll just be asking them a few questions, and then we go from there, depending on what's going on for them at the time. So we'll pretty much be doing the same right now.
Okay, perfect. I'm open.
Yeah, so is there anything particular that you would like to address in the healing, anything that's been going on for you lately, or?
You mean physically or emotionally?
Physically,
or?
Emotionally, spiritually, whatever has been going on that you would like to point out and maybe make it a focus of our healing today.
Yeah, okay, so I get stomach issues, so I think that's important. Right now my elbow's swollen, I don't know why, but I may have hit it, so I don't think that's a lasting problem. But my stomach, I seem to have stomach issues and they come and go, so that would be a physical manifestation. And then of course I am dealing with grief because my sister passed away recently, so I have those two things going on. If that helps at all. Okay.
We will address both.
Okay.
So there's the stomach issues. I'm really getting fear. And so what can you say about fear? What does that mean when I say fear? What does that mean for you as soon as I say it?
That's a tough one.
Anything
I don't
that comes
know.
First.
I don't know, because I feel like even when I do have fear, I'd go for it anyway. That's my personality. So maybe fear of things just not unfolding the way that I would like them to.
I guess so. It feels like something like that. But the one thing to point out is, you know, what do you do with that fear? So what, you know, when the fear comes up for you, what do you normally do?
I usually put it to the side and do what I need to do anyway.
So this is exactly what's creating the stomach problem. So putting it aside and doing it regardless, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But putting it aside, it just accumulates. That is, it doesn't get released. So what I would suggest instead, and this is almost like homework, where We're not supposed to go into this big bag of fear that you're hanging on to today. That's for you to do on your own. Once the situations arise, when you come across, you know, when it starts coming up, what you do instead of putting it aside, you say, I'm still going to do this thing regardless of the fear, but I'm actually going to set an intention to actually feel this fear and release it. And you stay present with the fear. With the intention of releasing the fear, as you breathe, you let go of the fear. It doesn't have to be connected to your breath necessarily. But it does help when you're focused on your breathing and you set an intention, that strong intention, as I breathe, I release this fear. And I allow myself to feel that fear and to release that fear, both to allow yourself to feel the fear and to allow yourself to release the fear. And then you just let that happen as you breathe. And and then you still go and do what you set out to do. But this is that big difference. So the fear will diminish over time and cause less problems until you really face it head on and minimize it to a tiny little spot that you almost, it's not going to cause you any problem with your stomach at all. So this is what I'm seeing around it. Is the homework clear?
Yeah.
Do we need to say anything else about it? Feel free to ask any questions if you have.
No, the homework's clear. I understand, because so what you're saying is, because I'm not acknowledging it and I'm putting it to the side, I'm not processing it and releasing it. So it's kind of like I'm not honoring the emotion. Would that be correct?
Partly correct. Yes, you're right about that. But it's not about processing. There's no need to process fear. You've had enough of fear in your life, obviously. Mm-hmm. So and your body's telling you that. And so it's just about allowing yourself to release it and set that intention and release. It's just about this particular thing is just about releasing it. And this is, again, how energy works for us. Fear is energy. And you set that intention and you release that because it's just causing you problems.
By putting it aside, I'm not releasing it. So it's storing in my body.
Exactly. It's storing in your body.
Okay. That makes sense.
And as simple as it is, that's what's going on. Yes.
Okay. That's what you're feeling when you were
that's what the energy is telling me. See, so I'm again using the energy to your and my advantage now. I'm tuning into your energy, and especially the energy of your stomach, and it was like fear, a big bag of fear is there. And you might release it sooner than you think. Again, it's just about doing what we said to do. Yes.
Okay. And would anxiety be wrapped up in fear?
Anxiety would follow that fear.
Okay.
So let's say you're hanging on to the fear creates anxiety. So after feeling the fear, you put that fear aside, and so you go do this whatever you wanted to do, then the anxiety comes up, and a lot of it. And so again, once you diminish the fear enough, once you release enough of that fear, then you're going to start to deal with anxiety in the same way. But I would caution you not to deal with both at the same time, one at a time. So I would focus first
on the fear.
Let's say next couple of months on that fear, and then slowly focusing on anxiety, releasing the anxiety. Yeah, the same thing, setting that intention and feeling and releasing. Again, it's not about keeping yourself in that anxious state or that fearful state. It's like just acknowledging it and releasing as much as you can within the shortest amount of time.
Okay, that makes sense, because I know you also did a video on our helping our nervous system, because I know anxiety affects our nervous system, and I can see myself, like, you know, having that sometimes, you know, where my nervous system gets overstimulated.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So that's important. Okay, good. And I think a lot of people listening are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah. So it's that simple. And it's again, those are the tools that are in the audiobook. Because, like I said, like when something's not going right in anyone's life, in any area, in anything, it's normally that the basics are missing. And so this is one of the basics. And I have to be saying these things, and people will benefit, and they have been quite a bit. So please, everyone who's listening, it's so simple, but it works. Try it out. So what was the other thing? Grief? Did you say grief?
Grief, yeah, because I recently lost my sister. Just it hasn't even been 3 months. It's been 2.5 months.
Grief can be really, really deep, and can even get into our bones, like literally into our bones. So there's something to do to unlock this letting go of grief, because it seems to me like the same with the fear, like you're hanging on to this grief for some reason. I don't know if it's the memory of your sister that you're hanging on to. You can let go of the grief, but still keep the memory. That's one thing to point out. So again, but let's see how just to quickly unlock, so that you are ready and willing to let go of the grief as you're feeling. So you're grieving, you're feeling the grief, you're having some deep feelings, deep emotions coming up of all kinds. That's all tied to the grief. and the memories come up and so on. So one thing to really point out, again, say it out loud for you to remember, is you don't have to let go of the memories, especially good ones, but you can let go of the grief. You can do yourself that favor and not hang on to this, because that will be causing you an other set of maybe health problems with time. So let's see how to unlock it. Let me just tune in a little bit more.
Okay.
So it's in your mind. It's there's an attitude or maybe even a belief that you have around, I guess, something around being sentimental, but not in a good way. It's like you have to hang on to every memory that you have. And with that, to have those memories, you have to keep the feelings, the heavy feelings of grief and who knows what else is there. So again, maybe just to let go of that belief and maybe downloading for you and reprogramming that belief with something that it's okay to let go of the heavy feelings and the grief and all those, that heaviness that's weighing on you right now, and still keep the memories, especially good ones. And so maybe that will unlock it. Okay, there's something going on. The energy is moving. Okay, it's lifting. There's just a little bit more. I have to say something to you just to let go for.
Go ahead.
Unhook this final thing. Let me just see what that is. I'm tuning into your energy.
Go ahead.
If there's something around, I have to be sentimental. That's the bottom belief. And so this is, you know, sometimes we get these beliefs from our parents, from our grandparents, from our who knows who and who knows where. Sometimes we create them ourselves. But the point is, if it's not serving you, if it's not doing you good, then maybe it's good to let that one go. So I have to, it's almost like I have to be sentimental, but like, that's your identity. I'm sentimental. That's how I'm so supposed to be. And to your understanding of what sentimental means, maybe you're including that thing of hanging on to those feelings along with the memory. So if you let that go again, you're going to have only the good stuff left, and the memories are going to stay, especially the good ones. So it's totally fine to let go of that belief that you have to be sentimental in this way that's not really helping you or serving you.
Okay.
Now it's cleared. Okay, now your homework is, again, when you're dealing with grief, when you're now, as you're in this process of grieving, just set again that intention that you, as you grieve, that you release all these heavy feelings that are, I can feel that they're pulling you down, they're almost weighing on you. It's heavy. It feels heavy. I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my throat. But your mind is now clear because you've let go of that belief. But let's download a good belief for you.
Okay.
I can be sentimental without hanging on to heavy feelings. How's that?
I like that. Okay.
Okay. So just breathe in and breathe out, and that's going to be done for you right now. One more time, breathe in and breathe out, and totally relax, welcoming the new belief that's going to be working for you. Again, that's energy working for you. So we just downloaded some good energy into your energy field that's going to work for you. Okay, I think we're done, unless you have a question.
No, I think with just to clarify for those listening, you know, with my sister with special needs, so we've been taking care of her for 50 years. She couldn't take care of herself. So it's a different kind of a relationship, I think, you know, and my mother is grieving terribly. So I'm talking to her all the time. So there's a lot of deep feelings there. So I think when you're saying I'm hanging on to, it's deep. It is deep because she didn't, you know, she didn't grow up and go on her own. You know, she wasn't, yes. That wasn't her life. Her life was different, and our lives revolved around her. So there's been a big shift. So, yeah. So it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say thanks for that.
You are.
And I'll see how I feel, and I'll let you know. But we only have a couple of minutes.
I hope the listeners learn something from this. This is a simple, it really is that simple. Once you start using the tools and build this awareness, you can do all this by yourself easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For yourself. You don't have to do healings on others. You can actually do all this on yourself, by yourself.
That's good. Oh, good. So Bran, let everybody know the best way they can find you or connect with you or follow you. And also mention, I know you have a YouTube channel that people can subscribe to. So can you share about where that would be?
Yeah, everything's on the beenergyaware.com website that you mentioned earlier. And so that's it. Go to the website, Google my name, Bran Katanik, and that's pretty much it. You're going to find everything online. You can get in touch anytime. There's plenty of ways to do that online. So, yes, feel free.
Good. And you will work with somebody one-on-one if they wanted to work with you, if they have some things they want to let go of?
Yes. If it resonates for them, if we feel that it's a fit, then of course, yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Bran. I really appreciate having you on my show today. And thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.